Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you again today. Now, we're going to be picking up where we left off on our last broadcast. We're doing a study on end-time prophecy, the Book of Revelation, and on our last broadcast, we started talking about the rapture of the church. And today, we're going to pick up, amen, where we left off. We're going to start talking about the qualifications for partakers in the rapture. And we want you to get your Bibles and join us in this study for the next few minutes. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for you that are faithful to tune in almost every broadcast. We just thank God for you today. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We ask, Father God, as we go into your word today, that you would bless it, Father. Bless every listener. Father God, continue to have your way. Pour out your spirit upon your people. Feed us from heaven through your word. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, on our last broadcast, we shared a lot of scriptures. And I'm going to do that again today. Some of the scriptures will be repeated, but I think it's important because this is such an important subject to talk about, that you have all of the scriptures, amen, that go along with the points that we're talking about. So I will be taking my time and giving you a lot of scriptures. So I pray that you have your Bibles, and if you'd like to take the scriptures down, you're welcome. Or, you know, with the radio broadcast, you are able to listen at your leisure. If you're not able to, amen, take all the scriptures down now or whatever, you don't have to. But in any event, we want you to get your Bibles and join us. Amen. Now, let me just repeat what we talked about. We talked about on the last broadcast, we gave you an introduction of the rapture, what it's all about, the base scriptures for the rapture. There are a lot of scriptures for the rapture. Some of them, there are two comings in the Bible, in the Book of Revelation, and one is the rapture of the church, and the other one is the second coming. The second coming will take place after the tribulation period, at the end when Jesus comes back for the Battle of Armageddon. And that is the time that he will literally come back to the earth. That's what's known as the second coming. But what we're talking about right now is the rapture of the church, which can take place at any moment. That's why it behooves us, amen, to be ready. Amen. Thank the Lord. Now, qualifications for partakers in the rapture. The qualifications for partakers in the rapture is revealed in a lot of the scriptures that we've already given you. As I said, the one and only necessary requirement for men or women, whether they are dead or alive, is to be in Christ. That means you must be born again. Amen. You must have the Lord in your life. Amen. You must be in him. Amen. And you must be walking with him, living in him. Amen. It's not an automatic thing that you're just going to go up. Amen. You must be in Christ. Now, we gave you this scripture last time, but let me just give you a few of these again. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Now, a very familiar scripture that we all know, and we're going to read it, is 2 Corinthians 5:17. We know this scripture, but let's go there and read that one. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Now, another scripture is Galatians 5 and 24. Amen. Let's go there. Galatians 5 and 24. Amen. Okay. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, so if you belong to Christ, amen, if we're in the body, amen, we have crucified the lust of the flesh, the appetites, the things that the flesh would desire, amen. We know we cannot walk in the Spirit and walk in the flesh at the same time, amen. You're either in the Spirit or you're in the flesh, amen. And if we're in the flesh, the Bible says we cannot please God because no flesh will glory in his sight. Amen. Now, let's read some other things. One must, or a person to know that you're going to go up in the rapture, you must be Christ. Amen. And we just read those. In other words, belong to him. 1 Corinthians 15 and 23. We read that last time. And Galatians 5 and 24. Amen. You must be in Christ, like we already said. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. You must be blessed and holy. Amen. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. So if we're going to walk with the Lord, we must be holy. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Revelations chapter 20. Verses 4 through 6. Let's go there. Amen. Glory to God. Revelations 20, 4 through 6. Glory to God. Okay. And the word says this, and I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now this is, again, this will take place at after the 7-year tribulation, amen, when Jesus comes back. If you read chapter 19, you'll read about the Battle of Armageddon. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Chapter is a very exciting chapter, amen. But this is just talking about those that are blessed and holy. Glory to God. And that's just really what I wanted to bring out. Hebrews 12 and 24, and I already quoted that scripture, but let's read it anyway, amen. It's always good to know what the scripture is saying. Amen. Now, the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness. No, I didn't quote this one. I'm sorry. I was thinking of be holy for I am holy. But, of course, that is right. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be deceived. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord. Now, you must also have done good. Amen. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Amen. John 5, 28 and 29. It says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, that means. Now, we talked about the rapture, of course, in the beginning, and that the dead in Christ will rise first. Amen. And those that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord. That's the rapture. Amen. Now, the second part of this scripture says, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, we know that the wicked dead will not rise when the rapture takes place. The wicked dead will not rise until the end of the thousand-year reign, when they have the white throne judgment. That's in chapter 20 of Revelation, and we'll get there. And when we get there, we'll talk about that. Amen. Now, be in the way, the truth, and the life. This is a very important scripture. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Let's read this scripture here. Amen. A lot of people, again, think that it's just automatic, that everybody, you know, there are people that really believe, beloved, that everybody's going to go to heaven. It doesn't matter, amen, how you've lived. You know, we've all heard, amen, people that, glory to God, that die. People automatically think, oh, so-and-so went to heaven, so-and-so went to heaven, because we want to put everybody in heaven. But we know that everybody does not go to heaven. Come on now. Only those, amen, who have the Lord in their life, amen, who have accepted him and lived for him, will go be with Jesus. That's why it's important for us to be ready, because we don't know, amen, when the rapture's coming. Nor do we know when, if, God forbid, if the rapture don't come and death grips us, glory to God, because the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and then after that, the judgment. And people are dying every day all around. And you know what? Even in where we're living, we're seeing death just happen all around, more violence, and all of these things are taking place. Why? Because we are living in the last days. And the Bible said that these things would get worse and worse and worse. Amen. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the love of many waxing cold, people's heart turning cold. Glory to God, where people once loved God, once had a fervor for God, once were consistent with God, once was faithful to God. Amen. They're growing cold. Some people just get discouraged. Some people feel like, you know, forget it. I'm just going to give up. But you know what? We can't give up. I don't care what goes on. I don't care how hard it gets or the pressures that come in life. We must continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. We must look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Because the Bible says he that had begun a good work, amen, he will complete that work in us. Amen. So, beloved, it behooves us to press on. Amen. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care how the devil try to throw stuff at you. Amen. How he try to even make you try to feel that you're not worthy. Amen. If God has placed his hand on your life, the anointing on your life, amen, and you're walking right with the Lord, amen, and even if you do something you ain't got no business knowing, amen, that's no excuse. Amen. We must repent. Amen. I have to repent. Glory to God, because I haven't done things right. Amen. We don't do things right. We repent of it. We get it right. We don't repeat it. Don't do it again. Amen. Continue on. Pick yourself up and say, God, I'm going on. I'm pressing on. I love you, and I'm moving forward. Glory to God, no matter how you feel. Thank you, Jesus. Stop going by what you feel, because, beloved, if we go by our feelings, every last one of us would fall out of the race. Glory to God. But the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Glory to God. Don't rely on your feelings. Don't even rely on your surroundings. Don't rely on people. You rely on Jesus. God is your source. Now, he walks out, amen, if the Spirit of the Lord leaves, we're in trouble. Amen. David said, Father, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He recognized and knew, amen, because of what happened to Saul. He knew what happened when the anointing left him, lifted off of Saul's life. He saw an evil spirit, amen, that would come and plague him. Glory to God. And David would have to play, amen, the anointing that was on David's life, amen, subsided that evil spirit that was on Saul. So he knew, God, I don't want to get like that. Amen. I need meet you, Father. Glory to God. So we must say the same thing. Now, let's go back to John 14, 1 through 6. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas, amen, saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how canst we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I like this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And you know what, beloved, what I really like about this is that, amen, Jesus, amen, is our lifeline. And if we follow him, follow the roadmap, which is the word of God, amen, he will lead us into eternal life. Excuse me. He'll lead us right into, glory to God, the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. The Bible says that I haven't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Beloved, listen. God has prepared so much for us that our minds, our hearts can't fathom the things that God has for his children. Glory to God, yet in store for us. Amen. That's why, beloved, we need not get stuck passing through this life. Amen. Yes, God wants to bless, and he is pouring out his blessings on his people in this hour. Amen. And I do believe that the children of God, amen, should be blessed. Amen. And we should go through life, this life, amen, with the things that God desires for us to have. However, we should not get stuck. Don't get stuck. Pass through. Obey God. This is an hour, beloved, where we must obey the Lord. We must do the works that God has sent us to do. Amen. We must watch and we must pray. We must live holy, righteous. Come on now. Amen. Cast off the works of darkness. Amen. And we must live above reproach. I had someone talk to me about that just recently. And you know what? It's so important that we live above reproach, because if we ever do things or say things, and some people cannot forgive us. Amen. So we must be careful how we live. Glory to God. And if we do something wrong, repent of it. Don't do it again. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing toward the mark. Come on now, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Know who you're serving. Know who you belong to, beloved, and that's Jesus Christ. So we know that he's the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if you have questions or comments, I do encourage you to call in. You're welcome to call in at any time. The number is 718-664-9578. If you have comments or questions, beloved, we welcome you to call in. If you'd like to join us, amen, live, amen, we always encourage you to do that, to call in. I'm encouraging you, amen. We have time to take some calls, to take some questions, amen. You are listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is a joy and a blessing, amen, to be able to come to you, amen, with this broadcast. Glory be to God. Now, let's continue on. Amen. The next thing is you must be worthy. Worthy. Glory to God. Be worthy. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. Amen. Luke 21. Glory to God. 34 through 36. The word says, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, you might ask the question, well, what makes me worthy? Being in the Beloved, amen, being in Christ, walking with Him, living for Him, trusting Him, amen, relying on Him, amen, depending on Him, amen. Being in Christ makes us worthy. In our flesh, we're not, amen, but if we're in Christ, come on now, you've got to know, beloved, that you belong to the Lord. Because if the enemy plants that seed and gives you doubt about your salvation, about your walk with God, amen, he will hinder. He will cause you to say, I can't do it. Come on now. And we all know that without Christ, we can't do anything. But with him, we can do all things. Amen. Because he gives us the strength, the stamina, the stability. Come on now. Glory be to God. Amen. To walk in him. None of us are worthy in ourselves. But beloved, I want you to understand you're worthy because of the blood of Jesus Christ that's been applied to your life. Come on now. Amen. It's the blood. It gives us strength from day to day. We sang that song at church. And you know what? It is the blood. Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses us and washes us, amen, from all sin. So we thank the Lord, amen. So you must be worthy, amen. And if you're serving God, you're worthy. So if the enemy tries to play that trick on you, tell him, no, I belong to Jesus. Amen, I'm in the family of God. Amen, and you walk like a king's kid. Act like a king's kid, because guess what? You are a king's kid, amen. Now, also, you must be in the church or the body of Christ. Amen. Now, let's read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. Ephesians 5 and 27. It says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is talking about Jesus sanctifying the church. Actually, this is a scripture about husbands and wives, and husbands loving their wives, and wives loving husbands, and wives submitting. And this is what the scripture is talking about, but it's also talking about Jesus, amen, presenting the church, and this is what he's going to do. Amen, he's going to present the body to the Father. And the church will be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. So guess what? When we're raptured, even our bodies, amen, will go from mortality to immortality. Amen. In twinkling of an eye. The bat of an eye, glory to God, is going to be over. Amen. We won't be here. Glory to God. We'll take on a new body, a resurrected body like Jesus Christ. His body is no more flesh and blood, but flesh and bone. Amen. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual body. Glory to God. We'll have all of our faculties. We'll be able to think, amen, hear, talk, all of that. But we'll be made new. Glory to God. So we will be in the church or in the body. Amen. Another scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13. You can read that on your own. Amen. The body of Christ and the church are the same. Amen. The body of Christ, amen, we say that a lot, the body of Christ, the church, amen, one and the same, amen, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1 and 18, and verse 24, and you can read those, amen, on your own, amen. Another one is, we must purify ourselves even as he is pure. Jesus is pure, he's holy, amen, he's right. Sin cannot stand up in front of God. Amen, because what happened to Adam and Eve way back when they sinned, amen, they were ashamed, amen, they hid from the presence of the Lord. Sin will cause you to hide, sin will cause you to, and if you stay in sin, come on now, you won't want to be around the body, you won't want to be around the saints, come on, you won't want to do right after a while, amen, you'll become corrupted, you won't want to be anywhere where there's light. Come on now, because you think, oh no, I just got to, you don't want to let it go, but we must let go of everything that's not like God, anything that would hinder us, amen, anything that would keep us from serving the Lord. All right, let's read a few scriptures here. 1 John 1 and 7. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. We must walk in the light because Jesus is in the light, and he is light. Walk like he walks. Act like he acts. Talk like he talks. Amen. And we can talk like Jesus when we get in the Word. Amen. The Word is what gives us life. The Word is refreshing to our spirit. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Glory to God. Great is his faithfulness. God is faithful. Okay, another scripture is 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read that one. Verses 2 and 3. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen. Glory to God. So we must be pure and holy. We're going to see the Lord just like he is. We're going to be just like him. Amen. Glory to God. Some other scriptures that you can read is 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, Galatians 5, 16 through 26. That scripture talks about the works of the flesh. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So when we read those scriptures, we'll know what we need to let go of, what we need to have in our lives. Amen. Glory to God, in order to be with the Lord and go with the Lord. And finally, we've already read this scripture, Hebrews 12 and 14. And finally, we must be without spot or wrinkle and without blemish. And we read this scripture, a portion of this scripture, but Ephesians 5 and 27. Amen. Now, amen, my time is running out. I'm going to pick up, amen, on the next broadcast. I want to let you know that I didn't say this in the beginning. We are in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. We read that, amen, and what we're talking about now is the rapture of the church, because according to the timetable here, prophetically, we've gone through the churches, and we're in chapter 4, verse 1. Where it talks about the open door, and at this point is where the rapture will take place. Now, you can go on and read the rest of chapter 4. We're not done with the rapture yet. Amen. We have some more to go, some other things we want to talk about. Amen. And then we're going to go on and proceed through chapter 4. But on the next broadcast, we're going to share some more about the rapture of the church. And we want you to invite someone to listen in on the broadcast. And I want you to drop me an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. Email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Amen. We pray that this broadcast is being a blessing to you. Amen. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you listening, all those that are faithful to listen and to get up, amen, to turn on and tune in. I want to say I love you. I appreciate you so much. And I pray the blessing of the Lord upon you. I pray strength. I pray that you would continue in your walk with the Lord, continue to trust him, to continue, amen, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that God loves you. Be blessed, beloved. Until our next broadcast, keep looking to Jesus. Remember, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.